last year. Now, wind energy in Ireland was the highest on record for a June month, according to Wind Energy Ireland, which today published its monthly wind energy report. Noel Cunniff is CEO of Wind Energy Ireland. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks very much for having me.
You're very welcome. It's good to have you on the programme. Now, June was a record month. Was that just because there was more wind blowing?
Well, we've actually had a really strong year. So we're now more than halfway through the year. And so far, wind energy has provided almost a third of Ireland's entire electricity for the first 6 months of the year. But you're right, June in particular was a very good month for renewable energy in general, as we had the most wind power ever produced in a June month. And we also had the most solar power ever produced for a June month too. And both of those things are really important. Because the more renewable energy we produce, then the lower the wholesale electricity prices will be, meaning the lower consumer bills will be. It means the lower our emissions will be, and it means the more secure our power supply will be, as we're not reliant on importing as much fossil fuels to provide our power. So overall, a really positive month for electricity consumers.
So wind accounted for about 30% of all our electricity last month. But you're saying it could account for much more.
It often can. So over the course of last year, for example, wind energy, there was about 14% of Ireland's potential wind energy wasted because the electricity grid wasn't strong enough. It wasn't able to bring it from where it's being generated in the wind farms or even in the solar farms, it's the same issue, to where it's required in towns, in cities, in homes and businesses around the country. So the thing that Ireland really needs to do now to move towards a 100% renewable electricity grid in the future is to invest in our electricity infrastructure, to build more electricity substations, build more cables, build more power lines to be able to move power around our country easier.
I presume the capacity constraints with our infrastructure are also impacting the ability of new wind farms to either get planning permission or to come online.
Indeed. So for wind farms that have received planning permission, and we've had a very positive year, there's been a lot of really significant improvements in our planning system with new legislation that the government brought forward over the past 12 months with resourcing that's been put into Ireland's planning system. So we're now really starting to see that turn around with renewable energy projects getting through planning at a much faster rate than they have in previous years. But now the next problem is, how do we connect those electricity generation facilities in wind farms and in solar farms to the grid. So you're right, investment in grid is really required. Otherwise, we're facing lead times of maybe 3 to 4 years to be able to connect projects to the grid and ultimately provide that clean power to people so that we can push down prices.
And are you confident that that investment in the grid is taking place here at the coalface? Are you seeing the new substations being built?
There is a lot of good work happening from AirGrid and from ESB Networks, who run Ireland's electricity grid, and they've recently put in an application to the energy regulator for their next 5 years investment programme. That's out for consultation at the moment. It's really, really important that the public gets behind that, that we support investment in Ireland's electricity infrastructure, and critically that those projects receive political support when they're being brought through the planning system. Over the past 10 years, 15 years, we've seen multiple situations of where politicians at a local and national level have not supported electricity infrastructure in the way that they should have. And as a result of that, we really have used up the excess capacity that was there, that was built into the system over the past 50, 40 years. And we really now do need to accelerate that investment so that we can not just connect renewable energy, but also connect new homes, new businesses, and continue to grow our economy. The grid is the heartbeat of Ireland's electricity system, and if we don't invest in that, then our economy is going to stagnate and we're simply not going to hit our renewable energy target.
So that's where the bottleneck is. It's at a political level and at a local political level. It's not with ESB, it's not with AirGrid, it's not even with government. It comes down to local politics.
Often, unfortunately, that is the case. We see that generally at a national level, there is clearly an understanding that we need to invest in renewable energy because it helps to reduce our reliance on imported fossil fuels. It helps to bring down our pricing. There's also that same recognition that Ireland's electricity infrastructure is really creaking at the seams and investment is required. And now that support needs to translate from the national level into the local politics. How can we make sure that people at a local level understand that investment in grid in your area, be it in an overhead power line, an underground cable, a substation, that makes your electricity supply more secure. That means that more jobs can locate in your area because there's a stronger source of electricity in your region. And it ultimately will bring down the price of your power bills as well, because it'll allow more renewable energy to get to your homes and businesses in your local area. So supporting the electricity grid is the most powerful thing somebody can do if they want a low carbon future.
And Noel, when most of us think about wind energy, at least speaking for myself, we think about onshore farms because that's what we see, that's what we drive past, that's what we see on the horizon. Offshore wind is something, though, that a number of commentators, including indeed the government, have said is going to be increasingly important. Are you confident that we are realizing our potential there?
I think we're on track to realize our potential. I definitely don't think we're there at the moment. So for any of your listeners that don't know, Ireland has one of the biggest opportunities in Europe for offshore wind energy. We're one of the windiest countries on the entire planet, and our sea area is about seven times our land area. So our potential for offshore wind energy to meet not just Ireland's power needs, but also to help support European power supply is enormous. At the moment, we have a number of projects progressing through Ireland's planning system. We'd like to see more resources be put into supporting planning authorities like the National Parks and Wildlife Service, like a number of other planning agencies, to help get those projects through planning as quickly as possible. And ultimately, they will be connecting onto the electricity grid in about 2030, 2031. So for the next 5 or 6 years, we're very reliant on continuing to develop onshore wind energy and solar wind energy for our power. But then in the 2030s, hopefully 2030, the first offshore wind farms will connect onto our grid. And from then on, it's vital that Ireland invests in that, invests in not just our wind farms and our grid, but also our ports as well, to be able to build those wind farms from Ireland. And we want as much of the jobs, as much of the revenue from that wind energy generation to be kept in Ireland. So investing in ports to be able to build those wind farms here is going to be really important for that.
Okay, and I'm sure this is a story we will return to. Noel Cunniff, CEO of Wind Energy Ireland, thank you for joining us this morning.